Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's be real, life can feel like a constant battle against our own devices sometimes, right? Ever find yourself scrolling for hours when you meant to be catching up on that reading list or spending quality time with loved ones? That nagging feeling of being controlled by technology, it's a trap we all fall into. But guess what? This episode is all about flipping the script. We're diving deep into how to use technology to enhance our lives, not let it control us. Think about it, technology is like that superpowered tool in your toolbox. It can build amazing things, but if you swing it around blindly, well, things might get messy. The key is using it intentionally and strategically. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some seriously powerful strategies for taking back control and harnessing the magic of tech on our terms. Okay, so here are 5 killer takeaways that will help you use technology as a sidekick, not a boss. First things first, consciously curate your digital diet. It's like picking out what goes into your body. You wouldn't just mindlessly eat whatever was in front of you, right? Same goes for apps and websites. Take a good hard look at what you're consuming daily. Are there any apps that drain your energy or leave you feeling anxious or even worse, unmotivated? Delete them. It's like hitting the refresh button on your digital life. Second, turn off those pesky notifications. Seriously, they're designed to hijack your attention and keep you hooked. Imagine trying to have a deep conversation with a friend while the phone keeps buzzing. It's impossible to truly connect. Schedule specific times to check emails and social media instead of being constantly bombarded. Trust me, your brain will thank you for the break. Third, discover the power of intentional tech breaks. Remember those blissful moments when you were completely unplugged? Reconnect with them. Step away from your screens for at least an hour each day. Go for a walk, read a book, have a meaningful conversation with someone, anything that gets you out of your digital bubble. Number 4. Embrace the minimalist mindset. Remember Marie Kondo and her whole spark joy thing? It applies to our tech lives too. Do you really need all those apps cluttering your phone? Keep only the ones that genuinely add value to your life and declutter your digital space just like you would your physical one. And finally, remember why technology exists in the first place. It's a tool designed to make our lives easier and more connected, right? Don't let it become a burden or a source of stress. Use it wisely, use it intentionally, and most importantly, use it to bring more joy and meaning into your life. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be completely glued to her phone, constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, even during meals with friends. It was affecting her sleep, her mood, and honestly, her relationships. One day she decided enough was enough. She started setting screen-free time limits, turning off notifications, and taking intentional tech breaks. She rediscovered the joy of reading, going for hikes, and actually connecting with people face-to-face. Now, Sarah uses technology to enhance her life. She schedules online calls with friends and family across the globe, researches new hobbies, and even uses apps to learn a new language. It's amazing how a conscious shift can completely transform your relationship with technology. So, remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. First, curate your digital diet like you would your food intake. Second, ditch those annoying notifications and reclaim your focus. Third, schedule intentional tech breaks to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Fourth, embrace minimalism and declutter your digital space. And lastly, remember that technology is a tool. Use it wisely to enhance your life, not control it. This episode was all about shifting your mindset from being controlled by technology to using it as a powerful tool for good. So go out there, put these strategies into action, and watch how much more fulfilling and intentional your digital life can become. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little tech detox inspiration. Until next time, keep it real, keep it connected, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.